to the award-winning team-building exercise Season 3. Yeah, the guys are running out of ideas for lists, so this season is gonna be pretty random. I hope they just don't give up and stop doing them. I think it's a great resource, but what do I know?
Alright. I don't know what to say. Georgie's the one that's good at this, but the guys are gonna be doing them.
They're doing the Asterians, the stupid space elves, yada yada yada. Get out of here, Boomer!
And welcome to the award-winning team-building exercise. My name's Rob.
And my name's Jack.
And I am Coach.
And we're here for a brand new edition. We're doing the all-new, all-different Asterians from the Outbreak book.
Outbreak or Outbreak?
Utbrick. So,
damn
yes,
us, our alliteration where we pronounce each and every letter the way the queen intended.
Mm-hmm.
Damn us all. Yes, so we got Outbreak going. And as always, we'll start with Jock. Jack.
Yes.
Asterians. Did you find them any different than you did before?
If I'm allowed to, tip my mortar cap and adjust my gown, being Professor Jack. Yes, I did find it more enjoyable now to make an Asterian list than I had before the latest, and hopefully the final version of the Asterians.
Excellent. You were never into the Asterians before.
They weren't my cup of tea, but, Dead Zone grew from two basically main factions to what is it now, like seven reasonable factions in such a short,
isn't it? How many factions are there, Coach?
A bunch. I think we're at nine.
Yeah, I thought we were at nine too.
Yeah, but I'm Mazon's their first iteration, so I can't.
You think Nameless and Mazon are not reasonable? Is that what you're saying?
I give a lot of leeway to a new faction, a version one faction, much like the Veermen and those before, that the first version, I don't, you know, you don't say, okay, it's done, dust your hands off and, you know, job well done, pat yourself on the back and walk away. They're new and they're going to need some tweaking, but I'm talking about the core.
But they're still factions. So with them together, we're at 10.
Okay. Well. Then apparently I'm a horrific racist because I've relegated them to the fringe to be mocked and ridiculed.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
And as long as that doesn't get isolated at any point during my career, then I won't be going
late.
Yes, good thing I'm not on Twitter. It'd be me and James Gunn looking at each other going, yeah, I don't know.
What'd I say?
What, comedy? That's got to be some sort of defense. No, no, it's not. Oh, okay.
Anyways, what's your list?
My list. Okay, so my Asterian list. I started with the Cypher Prime.
Cypher
I like the
Prime.
Cypher Prime.
Cypher Prime. Cypher Prime. Oh, Georgie, we were wondering what had happened. Everyone last episode, you just didn't show up, and there was some concern.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed. You replaced me with no one.
you are irreplaceable. That's the takeaway from this, that we, even if we wanted to, even if perhaps you and Boomer had fought to the death, toppled over a cliff, like a Sherlock Holmes novel. We could not ever replace you.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
Yeah, he was upset, man. He was crying and whatnot. It was like a little bitch.
Oh, come now. No, Georgie, you're allowed to have your feelings. Sometimes they sell out of the tomatoes you like. Sometimes a cashier will ask you for your postal code and. You just have to, release that.
Don't get me started with that. I hate trips to the post office.
Oh. Were they asking all kinds of questions, like what kind of stamps?
It was really scary.
What were you mailing?
I was mailing hornets.
Okay.
Like, you know, the insect.
You were just there with a hive under your arm and like you're just shaking your bills in their face. Just buy, I want stamps. I want to send this.
Yeah, it's something you guys don't know about me, but I raise hornets. It's like a little hobby of mine.
But that's canon now.
So we put in the Wikipedia page.
We need a new splat for my hornets.
That's Georgie 2.0's list.
And what would the splat be called? What interesting, almost bar, you know, bordering on comedy name would you call that particular splat?
Not the bees.
Oh, kind of like not the face?
Yeah, not the face.
Not the bees.
I'll tell you who wasn't upset that he wasn't here last time was Boomer. He was
No, don't say his name, then you'll summon him.
Yeah, but you know. He was not upset. He was not upset at all.
Did someone summon me?
Jack, I'm sorry, Jack.
Oh.
Boomer, please leave.
No, I am not leaving.
But you weren't upset last week that you didn't get to talk to Rob?
Oh no. I'm glad.
Oh,
it was an honor.
Not to talk to Rob?
No, not to talk to Jack.
Oh, okay.
No. All right, Boomer. You're a little pain in my behind. Get it? Like a bug? Never mind.
It sounds like A, Boomer's confused, possibly drunk, and B, I still think raising hornets is one of the most adorable things I've ever heard. So.
All right, come on, Jack. I've been sober for about 7 minutes now.
And Boomer and I, he didn't miss me because we talk online all the time. We don't need you guys to talk. So
now let me ask you something. How good is the Fortnite going, you and Boomer?
Yes, Fortnite.
Isn't it PUBG?
Yes, PUBG.
Yeah, personally, I'm more of a mobile gamer.
what game?
You're clashing your clans?
Yeah, like virtual cornhole.
If that's not,
you know what's great? It's only like about 6 or 7 people are going to get that joke.
I don't know. I think our love of cornhole extends out.
Yeah. That might be true.
We've talked about it enough.
I only do virtual cornhole. I'm not really a good thrower.
Well, you could probably use you as the beanbag. That would work.
You got a point.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, shut up.
It's like dwarf tossing, but goblin cornholing. Oh, that doesn't sound good.
we need to figure out a new mission for the next book that comes out. That needs to be the new mission where we throw goblins.
Why would you want to be thrown?
Because I don't have to throw things. I'd rather be the one getting thrown.
I'm sure the Brockers would like to throw the goblins as opposed to the other way around.
That's right.
All right, now we're getting into racist territory.
I think it's about time you two get the hell out of here.
For the second time.
Hey, Rob. Rob.
Yeah.
Rob. Rob Goblin for life!
Stop it! How can you do that?
Get out. Get out!
Excelsior!
Okay, get out.
That's my boy.
Excelsior indeed.
Yeah, Grinding Halt. Jesus Christ.
And I just checked both Tumblr and DeviantArt, and yes, Goblin Cornholing is already well established.
Okay.
Is it the right kind, though?
So, Cypher Prime, I chose him because...
Wow, not even a Taskmaster jumping in. Good job.
Back on track. I chose a Cypher Prime.
Why'd you choose a Cypher Prime, Jack?
He forgets.
No, because now you're looking at page after page of Goblin Cornholing. It does...
You get distracted.
Next time Rob sees me, I'm going to have that 1,000-yard stare. He's going to be like, oh my God, he's in the...
Not today.
And I'll be like, yeah, I saw some things. Okay. I like the Cypher Prime. He's not the, he's the cheapest of the, he ties for the cheapest of the, leaders. So he's, his price point's right for me. And I wasn't looking for, like his, he fights on fours, saves on fives, recon five, all of that swell, but I like his, splat, and his, splat is called Overcharge. And you can spend the army special result at the start of a model's activation, and the targets, if they have the no rifle, which if you, you know, follow along with the rest of my list, you'll see it leans pretty heavy into the no rifles. It's not hard to do. Most of your troop, most of the your selections have the no rifles. They gain rapid fire, weight of fire 2 until the end of the activation. So. For me, the price was right, and then the splat was good. I'm not going to be moving him out in the middle of, you know, he's not going to get into the mix like you would perhaps with the Overseer, but so that's why I chose him. Then on to troops, which on Battlescribe I have to do a little scrolling, so let me just do that. And
zip,
I have
zip zip
zip zip. I'm on my my phone. It's actually I have to like page down. For my troops, I have 4 ciphers.
Oh,
And I'm a fan of the marionette. I love the model, and I know in my heart of hearts that if I had a few more points, or if I hadn't had kind of a list in mind, that there'd be at least one marionette. And I know in this show they will make an appearance, and I applaud the person who takes them. It's just I wanted the no rifles, and 2 of those ciphers I gave hollow sights to.
Oh,
because for me the cipher shoots on 3.
He shoots on 3. Jesus.
Yeah, shoots on 3. Well, that's why he's 2 victory points.
You know, shoots on 3 is good. Add the hollow sight. Now you're talking 2 of them. That's some serious business. We're not in the realm of, say, a Pathfinder for like shooting for base troops, but it's pretty close. It's almost like a specialist at that point. Shoots on 3s of a hollow sight. Now you're looking at like sniper territory.
Yeah, and then maybe you give them way to fire 2.
Right. Which, because they have the no rifles, if I get my overcharge in, and then I don't like to rely too much on the alignment of planets, but if it happens, now, you know, hopefully it's not against like a stalker, but it's against something worth taking, like you've got an aberration in your sights rather than some troop. But so then, and even just those 4 though, the with the ones with the hollow sights are 23 points each, and the other 2 are 15 points each. Not outrageously expensive, but certainly you're not going to be. It's not a spam list,
right?
Then for my specialists. I took a Black Talon with the, he comes with the no rifle, and I kind of like the Black Talon now more than I did. And I was not a fan of the Black Talon.
Yeah. You were very speciesist with the Black Talons.
Yeah. They did. They didn't have that je ne sais quoi that, I liked, but, they shoot on.
That was my quandary, because the Black Talons essentially are exactly the same. I always touted how great I love the Black Talons, and you were not in the camp of them. So what I'm saying is, even without them having flight as opposed to glide, what's changed for you that, you know, you like them now? Because they didn't change per se.
No, the difference between the two being 15 points and 20 points, one being troop tax and one you're taking up a specialty slot, it's a very good question as to why, when they're basically the same. I'm going to say Energy Shield 2 and the Jump Pack are worth the 5 points in my estimation.
Right.
I wouldn't take more than 1, which I didn't. But I think the energy shield is, can be a game changer, can, change up someone's plan when they, take a shot, and it's, it, that the survivability makes the, those 5 points worth it in my mind.
Armor one and energy shield two. That's a nice combo.
Yeah. So to have that and the maneuverability, again, the stats are comparable to the Cyphers, but I like the energy shield too. It's 5 points worth, I think. Mm. Then I took the support drone.
No.
This is the new addition to the roster that I like. I really do. Not only does it have the kind of modular weapons list that you would expect that you get on a Strider, that, you know, you can build a little something. It's got the changeability. But I like the low profile of it. And I do just really like the model.
Now, now you took the support drone. What'd you put on it?
I took the twin Nor rifles.
Nice.
Which, again, goes with the splat. But, anytime you get the twin.
Does that work with the splat?
Yeah, why wouldn't it?
Where is she? Where is he? Does it just say no rifles or just say?
Yeah, it just says no rifles, weight of fire two. So you could actually
Is a twin no rifle count as two no rifles or is it a totally separate weapon? This is FAQ question.
Well, I mean, it's still no rifle. It says spend an armor special result at the start of the model's activation. Of the model's activation, which is not saying a specialist, a construct, or a vehicle.
No, I'm saying it's a twin no rifle is different than a no rifle.
The target model's no rifle gains rapid fire and weight of fire too until the end of its activation. So I don't see why not.
So Rob, is your question that a twin no rifle is a weapon that is two no rifles, so it doesn't qualify? Or
no, is it a weapon that's two no rifles? Then it would qualify. Or is it a weapon, a totally different weapon? Just because it says no rifle and it doesn't mean I think it should. Like I'm playing devil's advocate here, but I think people argue that saying twin no rifle makes it a different weapon than a no rifle. Mm-hmm. And this will come up in tournaments. That's all I'm saying. I think it should count, but I'm playing devil's advocate.
No rifle is 2 points, zero VPs, range five. And then a twin no rifle is 3 points, zero VPs, range five. The only thing you get is weight of fire, and it can only be taken on the bike or platform.
Yeah. It is just two no rifles. I think
it's just two no rifles.
But my point is that people will argue that that's not the same thing as a no rifle. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I think that's an FAQ thing. That's all I'm saying.
Yes. You brought up a possible point of contention.
Yes.
I don't know if it would be specifically addressed in an FAQ, but it's good. I made the assumption. I honestly did just think, okay, it's a no rifle.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jeff.
Oh, I am too, but I'm just saying people will argue that.
Yeah. So that's why I chose the support drone with that. I think the low profile, because they are kind of small, I think they can move around the board quite a bit out of the way and still bring a little pain.
They also are not vulnerable.
That's right. They're a construct and a beast, but not vulnerable.
Right.
And I would have thought they moved a little faster, but I'm not going to complain. I like the model. I think you can sneak one into a couple, nooks and crannies and it'd be an unpleasant surprise.
Yep.
So I had the Black Talon, the support drone. I have two weapon drones with the fission beamer.
Or otherwise known as Strider Killers.
Yes. The Asterians were devised as a glass cannon in their inception, and I know things have changed since. That has changed with the invention of the Khaleeshi and some other things, but I still like the thought of the fission beamer as a... as an anti-armor, a very effective anti-armor decision.
Yeah, fission beam is no joke.
And, you know, there's the There's the Pulse Bombard, which my pal, he is the Star Master, but he is also a creature of habit, and he loves them. So, but I think the Fission Beamer, if you were to unleash a Fission Beamer, it's less of the randomness of the bombard. And sure, I have to put the model in view. There's downsides and upsides, but
well, it gives you much needed AP in your army too. The only other person with AP is your Safer Prime, I think, right?
Yeah, that's in combat.
Yeah, so that gives you your AP at range for those Striders. Otherwise, you'd have a hard time.
Yes, and to make a well-rounded list, you have to assume, and I'm not going to say I made a well-rounded list. That sounded very pompous and like I know what I'm doing. anticipating that someone might, heaven forbid, bring Enforcers or Forge Fathers or, something else with a little armor, if you cannot deal with something sitting on a objective that has the armor, you got to try something anyways.
The only problem with the drones themselves is that they are size 2, so they have 3 wounds, but they are 6 up save, and that's tough. They usually go down pretty quick. That's my only trepidation with the weapon drones.
Yeah, and like I said, the Pulse Bombard, you can stay out of the way. You can get, if you can look over the map and see the square, you can hit it, and you can stay out of sight. Knowing how soft they are, like I said, I mentioned on the top glass cannon, and I know that's been addressed, but
these are literally glass cannons.
I like them as the glass cannon.
Yeah, I mean they're a victory point cheaper now, but still.
Yeah, I was gonna say they used to be more expensive.
Yeah, but even the Pulse Bombard is still 3 victory points.
Yeah, well that's a great thing. That's why.
Yeah, and it's 30 points.
Right. Yeah.
That's you know like the weapons drones. I love them and hate them. At the same time, it's hard to, it's hard to be one way or the other with them. I think,
yeah, you can't be meh the weapons room,
right, and I think 2 was a bold move for like I could have mixed it up with their hard point, not to like the vortex is all right. But for different reasons, the Pulse Bombard, I think we'll get to talk to about that in the future within this episode. Again, the Fission Beamer just seemed what I think I was lacking. And then my final thing, that was so 4 troops were the Cyphers. I had the my 4 specialists. And the last but not least, which does make my list a full 200 points, is the Skyraiser.
Nice.
Which now, I chose a Skyraiser before, and that was before flight. That was before the rules for the smaller, more nimble vehicles came to be. And now I you couldn't pass it up, especially, again, it's got the twin null rifles, and I assumed before Rob broached a perfectly reasonable, could it or could not be, question. I assumed my twin null rifles would also be a part of the special splat. So,
I think it should.
Yeah.
What about no pistols?
Well, now that's not a null rifle. The Skyraiser with the speed 2-4, like 4 is quick.
Yeah, so it's the motorcycle of this list,
but with flight and flight and evade. This is a nimble 4 move, flight, evade. This thing's gonna be all over the place. Problem is, survive on 5, and it's certainly you don't want to be bumping into anyone. It's got a fight stat now, which is a nice improvement. There was a time there, if we can get back in the Wayback Machine, if we can all just a lot of times vehicles had no fight stat. Things had no fight stat, and now you can ram with your Skyraiser, but at a 6 plus fight, No, you don't. Just don't do it.
Mm. Also, now they have Armor One.
That is true. They're a vehicle, so that everything that's involved with being a vehicle, flight, evade, Armor One, size two. I would say it is kind of a glamour choice, but not so outrageous that someone would go, what are you thinking? Stop it. So yeah, that's my list. And as a whole, my 200 points on the dot and 19 VPs. So
yeah, they're always heavy on VPs, the cliche. There's very few things that are only one VP in the list.
Oh, the Asterians, yeah, they're.
That's why I say cliches. I was looking.
You did say cliches. Were you looking longingly at your list, going, well, "I wish this jackass would just shut up, talk about my favorite faction. He doesn't even play them. This windbag won't shut up."
It might have been a Freudian slip.
Okay, well, then that is my list, and we'll go to commercials, and we'll come back so we can get to the two people that probably. Play them more than I do.
Well, that's not hard since have you ever played them?
Yeah, I have. You know, have you? I have. Yeah. I was dropped it smoke screens all over the place. I remember my Cypher Prime went toe to toe with your Pathfinder on the monowheel. That was a battle. That was a slap fight if I ever heard one. Yeah, I've played Asterians a few times. They're not my favorite.
No, not your favorite.
But like I said, I've found a new appreciation that they've evolved. Some of the corners have been, you know, rounded off a little bit. I can see the people, the appreciation for the Asterians.
Maybe.
Enough of the list already. Now on to the commercials.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood plague lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. With that gunfire, damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
Alright guys, welcome back to the award-winning team building exercise. Season 4000, I don't even know where we're at. But we are going over the Outbreak book because we got a whole bunch of new stuff. And we're able to reinvent our list, reinvigorate the list. We can maybe do the same list with some tweaks in it or just go totally random different direction. This is the first of our regular guys. We already did the two new hotness stuff. So now we're going back to Old Faithful, which is one of Rob's favorites, which happens to be the Taskmaster on deck. So what do you got, Rob?
We got the Asterians.
Yes.
As my leader, there's lots of choices for the Asterian leader, so I chose the new Khaleesi Dervish, obviously.
Ooh. Why did you choose him?
Is it a him or a her? I always think it's a her.
Well, could be whatever you want.
Yeah, I guess so.
The model's decidedly female.
Yeah, but there's different Khaleesis, because it doesn't matter, I guess. But
right.
Shoots on fives, which who cares? You're not going to shoot your energy bow much anyways. But fights on threes, saves on fives, just like every other Khaleesi. So attack one, which isn't great. Move 2-3, just like Khaleesi. No armor, just like Khaleesi. One size, just like Khaleesi. Recon 5+, which isn't great. 22 points, so pretty cheap. It's not horribly expensive for a leader. But it's got the Dance of Death, which an active model performs a fight action. You can use a special result as a command dice to allow the model to move as if it had made a move command on it, with exception that the model does not need to make a breakaway. So you can leave a cube that you fought someone, so you don't have to kill someone to move away. You can just It's like the old, in version 1, you used to be able to kill people and move on and kill people, move on. This, you can do it once, but you can, you don't even have to kill them. If you want to slice someone up and then move on to slice somebody else up. So you're pretty much getting two attacks with all your Khaleesis or this thing or any of the fighters. I guess you could use it with the, Cypher Fisticuff one. What's his name? Warden. Anyways, point is, pretty much if you get guys next to each other, Khaleesis are going to start slicing through people with these, command dice, which is fun. So in addition to that, obviously, I took 6 Khaleesis with this.
Whoa.
Because you're going to be, you have a dervish, you're going to have all these Khaleesis running around, slicing people up. But I learned in the tournament last year at Coach's Tournament that you can't even just have Khaleesis unhelped. So instead of taking drones, like I normally would have, this time I took marionette specialists. They're smaller, so they're sneakier. They are constructs, but they don't have vulnerable. I took 4 of them. 2 have sniper rifles, so it's range 8 AP1 sniper scope, heavy. But so I got 2 of them with the sniper scopes to shoot at range. And then I got 2 of them with grenade launchers, which is range 5, indirect 3. So I'm still dropping bombs on people. Not the nice range of the pulse bombard, but still not doing too bad. Their shoots are 5s, which is average, so it's not horrible. But a sniper scope will help. And mostly they're just setting up so that the Khaleesis can go slice people up. And that's my whole list. That fills it up pretty quick. It's 199. So I got Khaleesi Dervish, 6 Khaleesis, 4 marionette specialists, 2 with sniper rifles, 2 with grenade launchers. And everybody has 2 VPs because these lists are expensive. I think the weapons drone is the only one that has 1 VP, right? Oh, the warden has 1 VP too.
Yeah.
So these are, you're always going to get damaged with the, you're going to get beat down with those VPs, but at least we'll have some maneuverability. And I do love snipers. I do love Khaleesi and I do love indirects. So I got everything in this list.
Oh,
you say I've got everything in that list, but you literally have 2 things in that list, Khaleesi and marionettes. Now, I knew marionettes were going to come up. I knew they were going to come up, and I'm glad that they got some love. But you got in there. You got a sensual massage on those. A marionette specialist is something. If you had pinned me down and said, what do you think Rob's going to take? Not in a million years, but I'm glad you did.
Yeah, and with the marionettes, with the snipers are 23 points, and with the grenade launchers are 18 points. I'm used to playing, like, you know, enforcers, so those are fine numbers for those. And the Khaleesi are super cheap at 15 points, so we can't complain about that.
Mm.
And that 2-3 movement, 3 fight, come on.
Possibly the best base troop in the game.
Definitely best melee base troop, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think that's in question, but yeah. Khaleesis are great. 6 of them are greater.
Nice list. I like it.
There you go. So, Coach, please tell us you've done something completely different, which I'm sure you have, because nobody would have done that.
Always different, a little different. But Jack kind of stole my thunder because I did take the Cypher Prime.
Oh.
And I took it because of the overcharge rule, which I do like. He is a combat beast, and because of the 4-up fight, AP2 blade, but his damn, that energy shield energy 4, shield. I always get caught on the backside of that, man. I always get caught on that. It always gets me.
So, yeah, and you see that as a way of getting him into combat, and I always thought of him as just like, okay, that's in case someone gets too close. But I think you've encountered the power of that energy shield.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, sometimes they put another energy shield on it for 9 points, you know, making him energy shield 4 and 4. But
I thought about doing that, but I ran out of points.
So did I. So did
Me
I.
Too. Guilty as charged. We can all put our hands up and go, yeah, we're all cheese masters.
Yeah, that's it's rough, man. That guy just, you know, it's crazy when you can have a leader come up and actually sit on an objective and be okay with it. You know?
Yeah.
So, but going on, I guess I got lazy with my troops. I went with 5 Khaleesi. Make it nice and easy. Don't worry about it. And then my specialists is where I went here. So Jack, you know, I thought he was going to be very specious. And, you know, he actually took a Black Talon, but not to be, one up. I took four black talons.
You've been a, you know, yeah, you've been a proponent. You've always, you know, you've taken black talons in the past.
Right.
And, four is a bold move. That's a statement.
Yeah. Cause, you know, you just gotta do it, man. You gotta do it. That being vulnerable kind of sucks, but energy shield too. I've seen it pull, people's butt out of the fire and they got a 3-up shoot. Plus, you know, if you do get, like you were saying, if I do get the splat, way to fire two is nice. But even if you don't get the splat, usually the 3-ups, it's really, really low probability of missing, which I like, you know. So, you know, these guys are going up with the jump pack, hopefully level above. If you happen to get a full, you know, full model, including the base, you know, what you lack in AP, you're going to hit with a lot of bullets. So, you know, that's the way I look at it. And then in the rear with the gear, I did take a Sky Razor because it does have the twin no rifles, which, you know, way to fire one. And also if you use the splat on it, you know, way to fire three is not bad. And it doesn't say that it cannot stack. So there you go. Armor one now, move on to 2-4. Flight and evade, they're pretty good. Only 2 victory points. You know, they're still a glass cannon, though. They still, they still get killed, you know. And you can't, unfortunately, you want to throw an energy shield or something like that, you can't do it, which would be nice if they came with it or if it was an upgrade to them. But, you know, I digress. Sky Razors, I like them. So that comes out to 199. I wanted to put some stuff on things. I kind of like Rob, what he did with the marionette specialists, but I do love my black talons. So that's why I took 4 of them.
I took another list that had 3 black talons that I almost made. That was, yeah. It was all ciphers and 3 black talons.
But yeah. I was going to take out the Khaleesi and put in the ciphers, but I've been on the opposite side of freaking Khaleesi's too. So I wanted to try them out with 5 of them. What the hell?
I didn't see any hollow sights though, and that's one of those things that is almost like barring, say, a defender shield. Hollow sights one of those things that most people are, you know, really keen on.
Yeah, I'll tell you what though, I honestly hardly ever take the hollow sights.
Really?
Yeah, I think more boys, less toys.
Well, I'm surprised at. I've seen what the new vehicles can do. Rob and I played when we were playtesting, Outbreak, but we were also doing an asinine amount of points. I forget how many points, we did that giant game, and he put some jet bikes. They came out front. They went on the tops of the highest buildings. And as my plague were coming forward, they were there at their leisure. They were getting 2-3 rounds of shots. And then as soon as I got close, they just evaporated away from my frontline troops. Mm. And since then I was like, yeah, that is. And with the Sky Razor can do the same thing. It's a little on the fragile side, but if you're up against a army, aggravation of the yin yang.
Yeah. You know, the bikes are like, remind me of the Pulse Bombard. They're either really good or, you know.
Yeah, against a shooting army. Like if you think you're going to pull that stunt against a Pathfinder army, no, they'll have you tagged and dead within seconds. But
bagged and tagged.
If you're playing someone who has to move up something a little slower with lower ranges, your Forge Fathers, your Plague were extremely slow. Then you have that time. You get a few rounds of free shots on them. Add some weight of fire. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing dealing with Khaleesi. It's the shooting, because in combat it's tough. You know, AP 1-3.
If you can keep the opponent on your toes while your Khaleesi's are moving up, like Rob's list, really kicks in the gear. Round three is when you go. I was trying to shoot a marionette because he had a grenade launcher. I was a fool. Mm-hmm. Now I have a Khaleesi putting a glaive in my neither regions.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta definitely shoot any of the Khaleesi running up at you. They're like zombies in that way where it's fine. Hey, yeah, they're not getting to you right away, but the moment they do, you're in trouble.
Right.
You know, that grenade launcher marionette, he put a wound on me. I can either get all bent out of shape over that or concentrate on the ones that are sneaking into the building, just waiting to get within striking distance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. After our next break, we'll be able to talk about what we didn't take as well as the hate. I'm interested to hear that now after the changes that have been made by the Rules Committee and by the, I've got some thoughts, so.
Uh-oh.
Interesting.
Hey, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Hey, oh, man, that was a good roll.
Hey, Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh, cool. I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So, Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
Oi, this is Boomer from the Elite Georgie List, and you're listening to Team Building Exercise. Love you, Rob.
And welcome back to the award-winning Team Building Exercise. I'm Jack, Professor Jack Fike. With me is Rob, the Star Master Harper, and Andrew, the Coach Jashin. And
why you gotta put my government out there for?
I just dosed Coach. And we have just discussed the Asterians. We've done our lists. Now, in this often full of vitriol segment, we discuss who we didn't take and our hate. So, Rob, please walk us through what did we not take in our lists?
Well, I like to say that lately we've been we haven't had much hate. It's been sad. I wish there was more anger, but as the game gets improved, we have less hate. At least as the stats improve. The first thing we didn't take was the Overseer. He's old. Who wants to take some old model? Screw that guy. But he's awesome. He's got the wheels within wheels. We used to love this guy, but there's just more selection now.
Yeah, he's tech. He's the only tech too.
Yeah. He's 30 points, a little expensive, but wheels within wheels is great. So
yeah,
and he's one of the greasiest of the splats, and you can love just how conniving and right evil that is, where you're able to take someone's dice. But I think if you have a theme in mind, you know, if you can avoid making your opponent so angry that he hurls dice at your face, then, you know, you can take it.
He's also not a not vulnerable.
Yes, he's an actual person.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. And the other one we didn't take was Black Talon Prime, which I'm surprised that Coach didn't take this one.
Yeah.
He's 28 points, 3 VPs, a little expensive, 3 for shooting, 4 for fighting, and a 5 save. Pretty good an all-arounder. He's got all the abilities of Black Talon.
Shield 4.
Yeah, energy shield 4 built in, and his thing is stealth. Anyone with a Cypher or Black Talon name who is a target of a shoot action get +1 dice on the survive roll.
Mm.
You may spend more than one army salt in the same die roll, but declare it before rolling. And recon 4+, he's actually really good. It'd be good if you're trying to save people. So, but it's only Cyphers and Black Talons he helps. So,
right.
Like, if it was anybody, him with helping Khaleesi survive, that'd be pretty good, but I guess that would be just way too powerful.
Yeah.
But no reason why I didn't take him. You just like the guy better.
It was either or, and I went with the or.
Yeah. You know. He's not bad. Yeah, like, he's definitely like not a bad guy.
Also, he's 28 points, 3 VPs, as opposed to 22-2.
Yeah. A little more expensive.
I was going to ask.
But that energy shield alone is worth that, probably.
You know what? We didn't even go over recon. He's got a 4-up recon, which is not bad.
Yeah.
You know.
But he is vulnerable, which always sucks.
Yeah.
So that's why I avoid, none of my guys have vulnerable, which is always nice. Oh no, sorry. Yeah, none of my guys have vulnerable. Marionettes don't have vulnerable, yeah. And none of my guys have vulnerable. I keep forgetting marionettes don't have vulnerable. What else we didn't take? We didn't take ciphers. Did anybody take ciphers?
Jack, no. Didn't you take ciphers?
Oh yeah, Jack took ciphers. Nobody took cipher wardens though, the hand-to-hand ciphers. Why would you take them when you could take Khaleesi for 3 points more? I think that's the answer to those guys, right?
It's that, but you know, then they're one VP, so you know, you could swarm them out. They do have the toxic smoke screen.
Yeah, but they're also only 1-2 in the move, but they do have one armor, which is nice.
Right.
They have knockback, which I don't like actually. Although, if you were in a fight, you knocked him back, he knocked him out of the square, then he could shoot him, right?
Right.
That's pretty cool. That's a nice little combo.
That's only if you move in, though. If you start in there, then it's a long action.
Yes. That's true, right? Or the fight ends in action, though, doesn't it? Ends your activation? Is that still true?
No. No, if you start in the cube, then it's a long action. Fight is a long action. But if you move into the cube, it's a free action.
Right.
So then let's say you kill the guy, you could shoot somebody.
Yeah. As long as
you didn't sprint.
But you could move in, knock him back, and shoot the same guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyways, nobody took normal marionettes just because I guess they're cheap. One VP, only 10 points.
Uh-huh.
No, they have the no rifle once again. Jack, you could have taken them instead of your ciphers. You just wanted the armor.
Yes.
Jack wanted the 3-up shoot. That's why.
Oh, yeah. 3-up shoot. That's the big difference. Yep. You're right.
The 3-up shoot. And if we're really going to peel back the onion a little bit, the toxic smoke screen is probably something a bit of a contention. I won't say that a lot of people are against it, but I know there's rumblings in the Mantic sphere about how toxic in general works.
Just so you can kill all the big guys one hit.
Yeah, and the toxic smoke screen and the armor and the 3+. I love the marionettes, but I'll take the vulnerable and a model that I don't love as much for the toxic smoke screen. And I've yet to see it really work as people fear. Like I've yet to see an aberration be taken down with it. I'm sure it's happened, and I'm sure it probably angered some people when it did. But I don't get the yeah. I would use toxic smoke screen, and I wouldn't feel like I was being a cheap. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing toxic, you drop it. You have to drop it at the beginning and in that cube. That's why it's very hard to maneuver. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're already vulnerable and you know you're getting you're going to get charged by something, you know, it makes no difference to you one way or the other.
Yeah, see a stage one coming up or a Teraton, you're like, fine, come on up.
I might even be able to kill you hand to hand with my with a scythe. Yeah.
Or you know, you still get the you can't get shot at or you know around it as a minus one, so it's still a smoke screen.
Yeah, it's still a smoke screen. Yeah. Nobody took the Cypher Specialist. That was close with me. I took the Marionette Specialist instead just because of the points-wise. Marionettes are only 10 points, where Cypher's 15. But you would get that 3+ shoot if you took the 15 plus the one armor and the Toxic Smokescreen. But you do get vulnerable. But so I took the ones with the two worse shooting, but it's just I saved 5 points, so I was able to get 4 of them in. So I could have dropped one of them and only had 3 Specialists and taken better shots. That's a hard choice, really. Who knows in the end? Yeah. Like, that'd be something you'd want to play out a few times and be like, okay, which is better, having more guys that shoot worse or having some more elite shooters? I guess the other two are playing, too, actually.
That's one of those conundrums where even if you really – I know people who will compile which is better for so many dice versus, you know, the 3-up versus a 4-up or whatever, and you never know. And that's one of those cases where you –
Yeah, you never know about those. We took the rest of the people, but there is some weapon options that I'd like to ask about. Nobody took the fog luster, or whatever how you say it, the flamethrower. That's I just find that range is what stops me from taking flamethrowers ever. Range 2.
Yeah.
I just can't do it. Also, nobody took the cloaking device, which I thought somebody might steal.
Yeah.
That's
it's a good thing, too.
You want to? Have we discussed? I don't think we've discussed cloaking device yet, have we? None of the nameless Remazon had it, right?
No.
So what does cloaking device do, Coach?
It's a thing you put on your support drone. And so basically, it's almost like a smoke screen, but it's around the basically, cloaking device will suffer a minus one dice modifier to target them with the shoot or fire for effect action. You may still gain the +2 for a clear shot, although an additional -1 modifier. So it's like a smoke grenade when you shoot through it and you get the -1, you know, modifier to you, you know, shooting them for shots or fire for effect. And it's like, you know, all the cubes, like as if it was smoke. So
yeah, it's all the cubes around that cube, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's a good thing to have, I guess, you know, maybe. You know, maybe with the Black Talons, you put one of those there and, you know, a guy can get a shot at you, but you're going to get a -1 dice to shoot at them. And then, you know, the energy shield kicks in. So that might be something, you know, it seems like the Asterians need stuff like this, you know, to help them survive a little bit more, you know, using their, technology against you.
Yeah.
As opposed to just, you know, being like a hammer.
Yeah, it's like a cheaper version of the shield generator, really. It's just a similar idea. It's a protection thing. Nobody took comms relay. I almost took comms relay. I couldn't fit it into my list. One of the support drones of comms relay gives tag one.
I'm not a big fan of that.
Gives tag one and it gives a die, right?
No.
Oh, you get command dice.
You don't get an extra command dice. You get, you know, like you can activate a model as if you had a command dice. It can't be re-rolled. It's not like you have TAC, you know, I'm taking 3 comms relay, so now I'm at TAC 7, you know.
The TAC 1 is only if your leader dies, you get to keep that, right?
Technically, yeah.
Yeah. And then the comm relay is the, you get an extra activation, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's like you rolled an extra activation. It's kind of cool. Nobody ever takes the plasma vortex. I think that the pulse bombard is so much better than the plasma vortex.
Mm.
You get AP1 on the plasma vortex, but.
But it's a frag 5 AP1. But it's only range 4.
Yeah. And the other one's indirect 4 at range 8. So.
Yeah. I like the fission beamer better than that.
Yeah. It's always a choice between the pulse bombard and fission beamer. That's the problem. Plasma vortex kind of lands in between them. And why would you take that when you have the other two choices, really?
And the fission beamer is a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
But, I can see why the plasma vortex is a frag 5. Frag 5 is far superior to like a frag 3 that you usually get. Mm-hmm. But the fission beamer's heavy. And I know people hate heavy. So if you were looking between the two, heavy's enough to make me choose something else. I know a lot of times.
I find with command dice, heavy is a lot less debilitating than it used to be. Command dice, have those extra move activations, extra shoot activations. That really negates heavy for me, so I don't mind heavy anymore. It used to be a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm. Well, I now do take things with heavy, knowing that the command dice may come and give me get me back on track. But again, between the fission beamer and the vortex, I could see if someone went, I would rather not deal with that.
Yeah. Well, that's everything, I think. Is there anything I missed? I think we covered it all. Hate. Does anybody have any hate? Jack?
And this is going to sound asinine, but when I was making this list, I got to the point where it was almost no wrong answer, and it was just how you wanted to play.
Yeah.
You could make different themes, and sitting back, I was thinking, well, there was a time that each faction had their strengths, but also a weakness. And a lot of the weaknesses, all the factions are becoming a little more all-purpose. And my fear is that with too much tinkering in the everyone needs to have ranged, everyone needs to have melee, everyone needs to have that the factions will lose the flavor and the you know, what makes you special. The Asterians are like the poster child for that for me. Now you can bring a cipher in that goes hand to hand where you didn't before. And you can bring in, you know,
And it's a cliche that it used to be that you're all vulnerable. Now you got the cliche and the marionettes who aren't vulnerable. And
yeah, I understand how stupid it sounds, but some of the charm was in Dead Zone. You had to learn your strength, but also your weakness. You had to, and a lot of the weaknesses are being moved out. And I'm sure people will disagree with me wholeheartedly. I want to play Asterians because I like the models and I don't want to have to deal with that nonsense. And I get that. I love certain models and I want to play. I love the Veermen and they were unplayable. I get that. But it's just a fear. Just a fear I have. And if that's all the hate I can do, saying all the leaders are good, even the ones we didn't take, has shield 4, have good stats. There's no, it just seems like there's no
real downside to anyone. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Even when we're discussing them, none of them were like, yeah, I would never take this. They were always like, yeah, there's good points and bad points to all these.
Mm.
There, and it's just weapon options where you're like, yeah, I wouldn't take that. It is the balancing gods have taken away some of the flavor, I would think, of some of these, but that's the problem. It's becoming a tournament game.
But again, small potatoes, and probably people would say you're crazy. But what about you guys? What is it like, Coach? What hate would you have for the Asterians?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's the only thing is they're very expensive, and every time you make a list, it's hard to fit things in because you always have those one or two hangover points. Same thing with the Forge Fathers. That's the only thing, and it's not a rules thing or a playable thing. It's just, you know, I want to take certain things and I can't. I think that by them being expensive automatically gives you restrictions. And that's why that's the flavor of them, you know?
Very true.
I look at it that way. You know, and I believe in the same thing where, you know, certain guys, you know, maybe certain guys shouldn't have indirect. Certain guys shouldn't have, access to holo sites or things like that, you know? I think, less is more.
Yeah.
With stuff like this, you know?
Flavor wise, at least. I understand why they do it, but flavor wise, less is more. Always. That's like, take it to like an RPG. It's, if you had all 18s in your, for your D&D character, it's not fun to play. It's, you gotta play up to some weaknesses to make it interesting.
Right. Because
otherwise you just, you know, like Jack said, there is no wrong answer. But, there is a right answer because I did make a bonus list for this. You wanna hear my bonus list?
Sure.
Khaleesi Dervish, obviously. And then the rest of my points to make it 190 or no 200 on the dot is 11 Khaleesis, one with a stun grenade, and my Khaleesi Dervish I gave an energy shield 4. How about that? Would you like to see that against you on the board?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
Khaleesi's running up. You couldn't kill him fast enough.
Yeah.
You would have two rounds of trying to.
They run 2-3. That's not even two rounds.
And what's the recon on her?
Well, recon's 5+. That's the only problem.
There you go.
5+. So, like, it would still be a tough list. 11 Khaleesis running at you plus the Dervish. So 12 Khaleesis on the board.
That'll work really good or really suck.
Wow. That's it matters who you're fighting, I would guess.
That's Rob's favorite kind of list though.
I just think it's funny.
He's all in. 3 pulse bombards. If it succeeds, it's your opponent is in tears. Like, just curled up, first round, just in the shower, scalding hot water.
Unfortunately, I proved that it doesn't work more than it works, just because of dice rolls.
Yeah. But when it works, you felt shame.
Yes. Shame.
Shame. Ding, ding,
ding, ding. So, I think that does the Asterians. Jack, you picked that one, didn't you?
I believe Coach did. He chose 2, and I say no. There's a system.
Starting already. Starting already. Rob, are you going to ever step in anymore? It's like it's getting ridiculous now.
I just find that funny.
Yes, I did choose the Asterians. So, someone else, please let us know what who's choosing, and then we can chide them into making a decision.
Can I pick?
Sure.
So anyone?
Boomer, please Boomer. Tell us who you want.
Well, who's left?
Everyone but the Asterians.
A true fan of the show, obviously. Listen to the podcast.
Okay.
Oh, this is riveting.
See, Rob, you're going to let him pick? Really?
How about...
Yes.
Why?
Oh, this is riveting podcasting right now. Hums and haws. Yeah,
screeching halt.
Yeah, no.
This is a really tough one.
Suicide rates climbing exponentially across the globe.
I'm going to have to go with the Veerman.
Veerman. See, Jack? He picked your favorite. How can you hate someone who picks Veerman?
Okay. If that's Jack's favorite, I'm going to pick a different one.
You knew what you were doing. You crafty bastard. You knew exactly what you were doing.
We'll do the Veerman. Next one's up, the new Veerman.
They're so we went from A to V?
Yes. We're going back and forth.
All right.
Veerman.
Never go A to M.
Yes, that's true.
No, ATM?
Only if you need money.
Yeah.
So, next one, new Veerman. That'll be in September. Please join us then. We also did Dead Zone, the podcast. We had Coach on talking about campaign and tournaments. And we also had a live one with Pat, hopefully, talking about Gen Con. And yeah, it's now the end of August. It's the end of summer, really. It's going into, we're going into the fall again. So much for that summer. Yeah. So, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
I'm Coach.
And Coach, I'm Boomer.
Get out of here.
Coach has Family Gamer 777. We forgot to mention that. Go there. Also Third Sphere. Go there. Whatever.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Well, that's another show down the drain. Why do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?